You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Dutch voters participating in a referendum rejected a far-reaching European Union trade and political deal with Ukraine yesterday. News agencies in the Netherlands said 61% of voters rejected the agreement, while just 38% supported it. However, turnout was low, with just 32% participating in the referendum, just above the threshold of 30% needed to validate the vote. Stefan Bos reports from the Netherlands that the prime minister has already said the outcome may mean his government will not ratify the accord.
De democratische revolutie is begonnen and the bar is open.
The democratic revolution has begun and the bar is open. Journalist Thierry Baudet of the Forum for Democracy group is pleased that most Dutch voters participating in Wednesday's referendum rejected the EU association agreement with Ukraine. He and other campaigners view the far-reaching economic and cooperation deal as another example of the expanding, undemocratic European Union. They also say it could lead to eventual EU membership for Ukraine, one of Europe's most corrupt nations. Nearly two-thirds of the roughly 4 million voters participating in the vote rejected the deal. That came as a setback for Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, whose conservative liberal VVD party campaigned for the association agreement, saying it would boost trade. Though this was a non-binding referendum, Rutte warned that his government would take the outcome seriously. He says my political opinion is that if voter turnout is above the required 30% threshold, with such a huge victory for the no camp, we cannot just automatically ratify the agreement. While the final results were to be announced later Thursday, he makes clear he wants to take his time to speak with his cabinet, parliament and the EU about the impact of the referendum out of respect towards all voters.
Die op zijn gekomen vandaag, zowel de voor- als de tegenstanders, dat we dit heel zorgvuldig bespreken.
Most Dutch parties have already suggested that the agreement cannot be ratified if the results are officially confirmed. The Netherlands, which took over the rotating EU presidency in January, is the only EU member state that didn't officially approve the deal. Yet, to make the association agreement valid, all 28 member states have to ratify it. That worries Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko.
The real purpose was the internal Dutch discussion about the future of the European Union and internal political clashes. I think this is a very dangerous than the 45 million country become, if you want to say, victim of this discussion if this referendum would have a very negative result, despite of the fact that this is not a binding referendum.
Analysts agree that the debate about the association agreement, which most Dutch people didn't even read, reflect growing anti-sentiments in this nation, at a time when Europe faces its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Firebrand Dutch politician Geert Wilders of the Anti-Islam Party for Freedom called the referendum the beginning of the end of the European Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in The Hague, the Netherlands.